We're now joined by Quentin Bainbridge, head coach of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers. And, Coach, we appreciate you joining the show. And you get a big win tonight over Cass Midway, 11-7, a tight one.
Oh, yeah. It was. We were only up 3-0 at half. We actually kept them out of the end zone three times right down there on the goal line. They had first and five on one possession. We stopped them. We ended up fumbling just a few plays later, and it was the same situation again. They had four plays from the five or six, and we were able to stop them again. And about 5 minutes later, they got inside the 10. We had to stop them four plays again. So just super, super proud of our defense for, you know, just toughing it out. I mean, we were in a bad spot multiple times, and those guys just kept making plays and keeping them out of the end zone. And, I mean, that was really just the story of the game. I mean, it was a defensive battle. They were able to score a passing touchdown with about 7 minutes left to go up 7-3. And then we threw a huge pass play on, just kind of held on from there. But super, super proud of our defense and just finding a way to win.
Who were some of the kids that stood up on defense to allow just 7 points in the game?
I mean, our D-line played really good. That's Jacob Dillon, Tucker Leach, Aaron Baldwin, Lane Rogie. Our two linebackers played really good, Elijah Owens and Connor Weedman. And even our safeties, Gage Fortell and Cade Bolton, had to come up and make a lot of plays for us. Just a lot of people doing a lot of good things for us.
Well, you mentioned your team had the backs against the wall numerous times, but they hung tough. What does that tell you about your football team?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, something we talk about all year. You know, we just, you know, our season's been kind of up and down. We've had some bad breaks with injuries and this and that. And, you know, to get into a game like this that you really had to tough it out, that had a lot of highs, you know, up and down and up and down. And, you know, to have our kids just keep fighting and keep finding a way and make a play there at the end, and just super pumped for them. You know, they've been through a lot. They're working their tail off, and just a well-deserved win for our young team.
We'll move towards your offense. 11 points in a football game is pretty rare. How'd that come about?
Well, we kicked a field goal to end the first half with about 3 seconds left, and then we end up scoring on that big pass play, like I said, to go up 9-7. And then we went for 2 points. Bell was able to squeak it in for a 2-point conversion and give us 11. And yeah, it's an odd score, but super excited that we're on the right side of it.
Well, you get another week at least, and you go to Adrian. What do you expect to see from Adrian, and how familiar are you with them?
I mean, we've seen a little bit of film on them. You know, they're pretty dynamic. They got a lot of athletes. They can do a lot of good things. You know, it's going to be a huge test for us. I mean, they're state ranked for a reason. You know, they've pretty much gone undefeated except for losing to Lincoln, who's another really good football team. And you know, we're going to raise the bar a little bit. You know, super excited right where we're at about having this opportunity to go play those guys. But they're a great football team, and we know it. So we're going to have to prepare really well this week.
Well, Quentin, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, will do. Thanks a lot.